Hello and welcome to the American Culture Podcast. In this program, we look at the Cold War and America's attempt to contain the spread of communism in Korea. First, we'll have a summary of the reading for this week, chapter 28, in your textbook. Then we'll hear about the plight of the Japanese Americans during World War II. This information will help you answer a bonus question on the test. Finally, I'll give you some study hints. First, a summary of the chapter. Cold War and Korea. After the Second World War, America emerged as the most powerful nation on Earth. The U.S. had a strong economy, producing half of the world's goods, and a powerful army, navy, and air force. It was also the only nation to possess the atomic bomb. The Soviet Union was also a major power in the world. After the war, it had won control of half of Europe, and Germany was a divided country, with the eastern part of the country under its control. The British leader Winston Churchill declared in a famous speech that an iron curtain had fallen on Europe, dividing east from west, the communist and the capitalist. Even though the Soviet Union and the United States worked together as allies during World War II, the two countries were suspicious of each other. America, proud of its freedoms and its capitalist system, opposed the Soviet Union's communist ideas. Meanwhile, the leader of the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin, feared that the U.S. would attack with atomic weapons. But both countries were eager to spread their systems of government and values around the world. Thus, a Cold War began in which each country worked against the other, but not in a direct way. America followed a policy of containment, an effort to stop Soviet influence around the world. The policy was also called the Truman Doctrine, after the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman. The first test was a civil war in Greece, where a communist force hoped to win control of the country. Communist parties were also rising in power after the war, and so Truman implemented the Marshall Plan to help rebuild Europe and ease people's unhappiness. By 1952, with much American aid, Europe, under the Marshall Plan, was doing well again. The next test was Asia. In Korea, Soviet forces moved into the north after the Second World War. A communist government was set up in the north, and later in 1950, that government invaded South Korea. The U.S. defended South Korea and convinced the United Nations to send an international force as well. This force eventually pushed the northern invaders back. Yet the situation became complicated as a new communist government came to power in China. It was led by Mao Zedong, who feared the U.S. would push further into China, and so China sent soldiers into North Korea and drove out the U.S. and international forces. The war was fought to a stalemate by 1953. America threatened to use nuclear weapons against China, and the Soviet Union no longer pressured China to continue the war. When it was over, Korea was still a divided country. More than 133,000 Americans were killed or wounded, but Americans believed that they had won an important victory over communism. Next, a special segment about the Japanese Americans. In the early 1940s, there were about 100,000 people of Japanese descent living in the United States. Most lived on the West Coast in the state of California. Some of these Japanese people were Issei, born in Japan. Others were Nisei, born in the U.S. These Japanese Americans were very successful entering the professions of law, medicine, and business. They were also involved in farming and produced half of California's fruits and vegetables. After Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor late in 1941, the Japanese Americans were viewed with suspicion and hostility. In March of 1942, they were relocated to prison camps in remote parts of the country. More than 100,000 Japanese Americans were detained for the entire war, men, women, and children. These Japanese Americans were in fact American citizens, not enemy aliens, and the relocation of and their imprisonment is considered one of the worst violations of civil rights in American history. Not a single Japanese American was ever convicted of sabotage or any form of disloyalty to the United States. Many, in fact, had fought and given their lives in the United States Army during the war. Finally, some hints for the test. Next week's test will be a closed book test. You cannot use your textbook or notes, but you may use your dictionary. You should know about the situation in Europe after the war, in particular, the Marshall Plan, the division of Germany, the airlift to Berlin, and the birth of NATO. And you should also be familiar with the main events of the Korean War. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks for listening, and good luck on the test.